If our next guest gets his wish, Wisconsin will be the go-to place for history and exhibition of a long-standing token of American culture, the bobblehead. Our next guest and his friend are working on founding a new bobblehead museum. Phil Sklar is the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, slated for Milwaukee. Phil, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
So I'm assuming there's an origin story here. How did you first get into bobbleheads?
Yeah, well, my co-founder of the Hall of Fame Museum, Brad, actually was working for a minor league team in Rockford, Illinois, where both of us grew up, and they started giving away bobbleheads as a promotion. He got one, and we moved to Milwaukee to go to school at UW-Milwaukee. And with all the different sports teams here, and they were giving away bobbleheads, and we would circle those days on the calendar, and it just really grew from a hobby to something that we found we could make a living with.
So what is special about bobbleheads? You know, there are the pink plastic flamingos and garden gnomes. I've got one of those. Velvet paintings. What makes the bobblehead something special?
You know, the bobblehead has been really a lasting symbol, lasting object that people in the U.S. and in Wisconsin, even more so, have really grown to love. Back when the bobbleheads first started gaining popularity again in 1999, when the Giants gave away the first bobblehead at a sporting event, ever since then they've just become and been the biggest promotion. And people, you know, for whatever reason, they're fun and just make a great thing to put on the desk or around the house and, you know, collect the bobbleheads of your favorite player, teams, mascot, or even pop culture bobbleheads.
Yeah, I picture bobbleheads as usually a baseball player, as a modern thing, the big head bobbling back and forth on the little doll. But you said they came back in popularity in 1999. So give us the ancient history of the bobblehead. Where did they get started?
Yeah, well, the first mention that's known is in mid-1800s. There's a book, The Overcoat, by a Russian writer, and they mentioned a doll with a wobbly head. And so that's the first, that's the ancient history. And then the first bobbleheads were believed to be in the late 1800s, early 1900s, plaster, you know, figurines of animals with heads that bobble. So a head on a spring and a body. And that's basically what has made up a bobblehead from then till the bobbleheads, you know, that were just given away last weekend at the Brewers games.
So do you have in your possession some of those early animal plaster of Paris bobbleheads?
You know, there's not many of those around.
I bet. They sound fragile.
You know, exactly. And, you know, there's very little about them on the online. And, you know, and we've been getting more and more information, getting more and more requests to sell, donate, and loan bobbleheads to the Hall of Fame Museum for the collection. So, you know, by the time we open and have our preview exhibit January through April, I think we'll get our hands on at least one from that period. We do have a good number from the 60s and 70s when bobbleheads sort of made a resurgence. And then from the 99 on, a really eclectic collection of sports, pop culture, and everything in between.
And in the 60s and 70s, were they mostly baseball or sports-oriented then, too?
Yeah, those were mostly sports, although there's some of different characters, like the big boy mascot and other, you know, pop culture icons, you could say. And the baseball and basketball, football from that era were just more of that generic boy face with, you know, the different jerseys. So the Packers would be the same looking as the Lions and the Bears. It would just have a different jersey.
We're talking to Phil Sklar. He's the co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum in Milwaukee. We'll get more details about that in just a moment. But it hits me. Phil might have some kindred spirits out there. I want to hear from you. If you are a bobblehead collector or have a cherished bobblehead in your possession, I'd like you to call and tell us about it right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let us know if you're a bobblehead fan or give them as gifts or have received them as gifts. 800-642-1234. So, Phil, let's get into the museum itself now. Where are you in the planning stages on this?
Yeah, well, we have we're pretty far along. We have a preview exhibit, which is going to showcase a large portion of the collection, as well as a lot of the exhibits that we're planning for the full-scale Hall of Fame Museum, such as the history of bobbleheads, how they're made, the story behind individual bobbleheads, and several other fun exhibits and interactive things for families, kids, adults to enjoy. And for the physical long-term location, we have, like a lot of people in the area, are waiting to see what the Bucks do. So that'll affect us just because the Bucks have expressed interest in having this as part of the development. And so we're sort of waiting for that to play out before we make any longer-term announcement for the long-term location for the Hall of Fame Museum. But we do know it'll be in the downtown Milwaukee area.
And you have the collection in the works now. Can you tell us what you've got in your bobblehead collection for the museum so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really eclectic, fun collection of, you know, a huge mix from local is very significantly represented just because we're getting more and more of those donated and loaned, and we had those in the collection to start with. But from across the country, coast to coast, and even foreign locations are sending in bobbleheads that'll be represented in the Hall of Fame and Museum. And a lot of the pop culture, I think those are a lot of fun just because people don't really think of those when they think of bobbleheads. But there's been so many from Star Wars to The Simpsons to The Beatles, and, you know, really everything in between has been turned into a bobblehead. And if it hasn't, it's something we're looking to do because we also create bobbleheads as well.
So what are some of the most unique bobbleheads you have in the collection so far?
Yeah, I mean, the teams are getting more and more creative. For example, the Brewers did a Star Wars bobblehead of Jonathan Lucroy, dressed in a Star Wars gear holding a lightsaber. And last year they gave one away of Carlos Gomez, where his feet aren't even on the floor, making an over-the-wall catch. The Cubs gave away a bobblehead last year that lights up, which is something that was the first of its kind. So those are some of the more recent unique bobbleheads. Teams are also doing some of the major league characters. So Brewers have a Harry Doyle talking bobblehead coming up, and some of the talking bobbleheads are a lot of fun as well, just because, you know, there's not as many of them out there, and, you know, it's fun to push a button and hear your bobblehead talk back at you.
So how do you collect these? Because as I understand it, a lot of these, like you said, you go to the game on bobblehead day and you get the bobblehead. I assume you can't make every game and every major league, even baseball stadium, much less all the other sports. So how do you track down the unique ones and bring them into the collection?
Yeah, so more and more now we're reaching out to teams and establishing relationships with them. And they're sending us bobbleheads to be included. So basically every day we're getting packages, which is it's like Christmas every day around here with new bobbleheads coming in from teams and all over the country. And, you know, we do still go to a lot of the bobblehead games in the area. Even with like the Brewers, 12 bobblehead games roughly, you know, a year, it's hard to clear your schedule for all of those. So, you know, we'll trade or get them from friends or family or other collectors. And usually when we go to a game, we try to pick up a few extras so that we do have some, trade bait to get some bobbleheads that we can't get our hands on. And I think that's one of the lures of collecting in general, and bobblehead collecting especially, is, you know, nobody's going to be able to get every bobblehead they want because you can't be all over the place. And teams are giving away, you know, constantly new, unique bobbleheads that, you know, may be something that a fan clear across the country wants but can't get their hands on. And I think that's, you know, on eBay, it's interesting to see just some of the prices that bobbleheads go for after they were given away for free.
Outside of the sports world, what are some of the most unique pop culture or other non-athletic bobbleheads you have so far?
And we have a really good mix, I think, you know, from the Beatles to Star Wars. A lot of the movie characters recently have been made into bobbleheads of some of the more, you know, popular movies. So we'll have those in the collection. The Office TV character, or, you know, characters from the TV show. So those will be in there. We've talked to the people at the Conan O'Brien show. There was actually a 17-foot Conan O'Brien bobblehead that they made, which is backstage at their show, which wouldn't be a sort of a centerpiece to the collection if we were able to get our hands on that. But we do have some fun things, some unique bobbleheads that we're hoping to get into the collection from both the sports and the non-sports areas.
And I understand you and your co-founder at the Bobblehead Museum also design your own bobbleheads on contract or maybe just for laughs, too.
Yeah, so we actually use those as our sort of replacement business cards. So we have a couple hundred of them. And, you know, when we meet people that we want, you know, that are we could have a long-term relationship with or, you know, we just want them to remember us, it's a great way. You know, everybody has stacks of business cards, but how many people have a bobblehead business card with their phone number, email address, and website on it?
And I assume, Phil, you've bobbleheaded yourself.
Oh, yeah. So it's very close to our likenesses. And, yeah, it's fun to knock each other around a little bit when, you know, whenever we want.
Is there a holy grail, like the bobblehead that would make your collection complete, the one that you want to have?
Yeah, well, I think maybe that holy grail just recently changed. There was a Yankees 13-inch bobblehead, which was used sort of as a promotional item back in the 60s that just sold at auction last month for $59,000 and change, which is one of the highest priced bobbleheads that we've ever seen. So we haven't had that one show up on the door yet. We were hoping somebody maybe bought that for us, but maybe they're just waiting until we open to give it to us. But no, I think the Conan O'Brien would be cool just because it's the largest bobblehead ever made. But regardless, I think we'll have you know, a great collection, and it'll constantly be, you know, added to and changing and evolving. So it'll be fun, something to come see and to, you know, there's always new bobbleheads every day, basically a new bobblehead or bobbleheads are given away. So we can continue to add and expand and change things up.
All right, Phil, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
That's Phil Sklar, co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, aiming to open later next year in Milwaukee. There exists a Michael Feldman bobblehead, right? Carl Castle has one. There's talk here of a Central Time bobblehead collection. Yeah, I love seeing myself in pictures. Bobblehead would be even better, I guess.